Thank you for helping us make Budget again last year. Thanks to your support, Lutheran Public Radio has been independent and in the black for almost 4 years. You've heard us say, now only our listeners can cancel us, and we mean it. Thanks for listening, thanks for your prayers, thanks for your financial support, and we're looking forward to partnering with you again in 2012. Christ-centered, cross-focused talk radio for the world, issues, etc., and sacred music for the world, LutheranPublicRadio.org. All right, it's time. I'm kind of rusty at this, but we'd had a flurry of new blogs coming in during the holidays, people suggesting their blogs to us, and so we had a few new ones to read, and people had a little more time on their hands during the holidays to maybe jot down a couple of their thoughts on their blogs. So what we'd like to do is read the blogs, and then every Friday, as often as we can, we pick my pick and Jeff's pick for Issues Etc. blog of the week.
You know, we're going a little earlier. It's 3:52 right now, and usually we're not into Issues Etc. blog of the week by the time the music plays till about 3:54 Central. But one of my New Year's resolutions is to get into this segment earlier, because I always feel I gyp you because you read yours last, and then you get to read like two sentences of it because I take up the whole segment, Issues Etc. blog of the week. So we're getting into it earlier. And speaking of being rusty, now only our live listeners are aware of this. You podcast listeners aren't. Craig, each and every Friday, because I'm so brutal at reading this email, edits my mistakes. Today, the list has gone into double columns, note, Mr. Wilkin.
Holy
double
smokes.
Columns. He has 11 edits that he has to make, none of which you, our beloved on-demand listeners, shall hear because of Lord Feichtinger. Thank you, Craig.
And they may not even hear that. They may not even hear what you just said.
That's right. He might take that out. Yeah. You never know.
It's his job to make us sound good.
My pick this week is a blog, Beggars All. Is that the one we've picked it many times before?
Oh, sure.
We are all beggars, okay? And I'm not going to try to pronounce the pastor's name. This year, another New Year's resolution to pronounce the name correctly of the author of We Are All Beggars. Okay? This is a blog post. Qualities of the Preacher as the World Would Have Him. It's from Martin Luther's Minister's Prayer Book. As the world would have him, six things are necessary to the preacher. One, he must have a fine accent. Two, he must be learned. Three, he must be eloquent. Four, he must be a handsome person whom the girls and the young women will like. Five, he must take no money but have money to give. Six, he must tell people what they like to hear. My pick for Issues Etc. blog of the week, the first for 2012, We Are All Beggars.
My pick comes from a blog that I have not picked before. This is a first. The blog is called Authentic Frontier Gibberish, and it's written by Pastor Daniel Hinton, who is, I think he's out in Wyoming someplace. I should probably know. And he's written recently, as of yesterday, a blog post called How to Argue for Women's Ordination. I thought it was appropriate because today is the anniversary of my ordination 21 years ago. And and I can always remember it because it falls on Epiphany Day. And he just says, you should read the whole thing for yourself. We'll post a link at our Listen on Demand page. But he has several steps for how to argue for women's ordination, which, of course, this is tongue-in-cheek. Number one, adopt enthusiasm early on. And he doesn't mean that you're passionate or excited, but that you are willing to disregard the authority of Holy Scripture for your own feelings and to hear words from God outside of Holy Scripture. That's key for arguing for the ordination of women. Step two, monasticism is your friend. He says, have I become a nun? Of course not. I want you to bypass that entirely and be a priest or maybe even a bishop. After all, the kingdom of God is a hierarchy, and the closer you are to God in the organizational chart, the better. Really, that is a very interesting insight, that those who argue in favor of the ordination of women often argue on the false premise that to be a pastor is somehow to be closer to God or more involved in the action of God's work in the world. Step three, two words, higher criticism. That is, sounds like a better view of Scripture. It's actually a lower view of Scripture. I think that speaks for itself when it comes to people who routinely argue for the ordination of women by questioning what the Bible says or whether it still applies to us today. Very common argument. And step four for arguing for the ordination of women, argumentum ad misericordiam, which is Latin for argue from misery. That is, Never underestimate the power of an argument from your own personal suffering. After all, you have a husband, parents, children, neighbors, coworkers, and fellow citizens, but there's no one for you to serve until those meanies let you be a pastor. I think this has very nicely summarized how to argue for women's ordination. Not that anybody should or would want to, but for those who want to risk it and argue for the ordination of women, there's your game plan. Those four steps found at my blog pick for the week, How to Argue for Women's Ordination, Authentic Frontier Gibberish. A great blog. Glad I finally found it. For some reason, it was sitting out there. I don't know why I didn't see it, but there it is, my pick for the week. We'll have my pick and Jeff's pick posted at our website tonight under the Listen on Demand page, issuesetc.org. Now, when we come back from this break, it's going to be hour two of Issues Etc., and this hour, too, is a little different than normal Friday hour twos. Number one, since we didn't get to any of the comment line here in the first hour, partly due to our inane banter, partly due to the fact that we wouldn't have had time anyway, sticking with our responses to the email, we're going to go to the Issues Etc. comment line and get through as many comments as we possibly can in about a half hour to kick off that hour. And then we're devoting an entire half hour, about 5 minutes more than we usually do on Friday, for Issues Etc., soundbite of the year. We've picked the four top vote getters in Issues Etc. soundbite of the week from 2011. We're going to play them for you. You listen, and then all you need to do is call, email, send us a tweet, or visit our Facebook fan page and vote for which one you think should be Issues Etc. soundbite of the year. The best vote will not only get the LPR bundle package, but during the break here, I'll enumerate a little list for you of books that we'll also give away to the best vote for Issues Etc. soundbite of the year as a way of saying thank you, a way of inaugurating a new year, and helping us reflect on what's come and gone here on these broadcast airwaves on Issues Etc. in 2011. Issues Etc. soundbite of the year in about a half hour. Before that, Issues Etc. comment line.
Listen weekday afternoons to Pastor Todd Wilkin and guests on Issues Etc. Issues Etc. is a listener-supported program. Your financial support is vital for the continuation and expansion of this worldwide outreach. Our mailing address, Lutheran Public Radio, P.O. Box 912, Collinsville, Illinois, 62234. Box 912, Collinsville, Illinois, 62234. You can also donate at our website, issuesetc.org. Issues Etc. is a production of LPR, Lutheran Public Radio.